Hey, it's Tommy Thayer from KISS. You're listening to Podcast Rock City. Check it out.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, Kiss Army.
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pootie.
I just realized 9 days ago, a Pink V was played on stage. By an incredible guitar player.
Hell
that
yeah.
Made that thing hum, baby.
We were there.
It's probably the last time you'll ever see that.
Holy shit, Sonny Pootie just fucking lit a fire. Holy crap. All I heard was... You're too hateful. You're hateful. Hey, everybody, this is Podcast Rock City. For a second there, I forgot what I was doing. This is a show about KISS, by KISS fans. That's us. This is, if you've never heard this show... Thanks for tuning in for the first time. We're Podcast Rock City, and we love KISS. Hope you do, too. I hope you're not a hater. There's a lot going on. We've been back a week now from the Indianapolis KISS Expo, which, by the way, we had a great time at. Sonny, how much laughing did we do?
Oh, my God. We couldn't stop laughing. It was awesome.
For Sonny and I drove in. Sonny and I both got in on Thursday. I drove from Atlanta to Indy, and you drove from where, Sonny?
Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Wisconsin. Yeah, okay. So we both got there. We met up at the hotel. We went out for dinner. We ate. We had a good time chilling and hanging out together. And then, I mean, for the next 3 days, it was nothing but fucking laugh-a-palooza. Sonny figured out that he loves the Southern accent.
Damn, you had to bring that up. Wow.
Sonny loves.
Now you got me thinking about it. That's just wrong.
I'm around it every day.
Oh my God.
It's just like one of those things you're not used to. So when you hear it, you're like, wow, that's so interesting. You know, it's like some Australian, it's like Australian girls. You know what I mean?
Sheila's.
Sheila, yeah, you hear that Australian accent on a girl for some reason. For a guy, it's amazing, or vice versa, for a girl hearing a guy. Or, I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, all right. So I don't want to go too far into the show without actually being without doing a show. So let's you know, there's these shows out there that listen to your show and then let you know how bad you do your show. Let's listen. Let's do some news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So, Gene Simmons is running the Pentagon. Are you guys aware of this?
It was only a matter of time, dude.
He has renamed the Army to the KISS Army, and they are officially being run by Gene Simmons.
Nicole asked me, she goes, what's Gene Simmons doing at the Pentagon? I'm like, babe, I don't know. He didn't clear it with me. Like, how would I know?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. This got press on everything. Even, like, those stupid late-night talk shows, you know? They were talking. Of course, they used it to bash the president, whatever. Oh, look, this guy, like, Trump's buddy, Gene Simmons is, but he was there for a reason. He was there to talk about how America means so much to him and his family. And, of course they missed out on all that, but you know, Gene, you know, America meant so much to his mother, and he gave a speech about it. And I think that kind of stuff is wonderful, especially, you know, I don't think he's insincere. Do you guys?
Nah, not at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So, late night host that made fun of Gene Simmons, fuck you. Anyway, I'm sure they're listening.
Late Night Joe is straight out of the gate tonight.
Yes. Oh. That's okay. I've already picked a fight with the radio guys here, right, Sonny?
Oh, yeah, right.
There's a radio. Oh, my God. This is in the news. Okay, this is news, local Atlanta news. There's a guy who has a radio show here named Eric Von Hessler. Okay, Eric Von Hessler, and don't get me wrong, his show is awesome. I love listening to it. But they have a guy that does Paul Stanley impersonations, and his lisp is too much. And obviously, to be funny, they got to put this lisp in there and make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first day they did it, I sent them a video, audio recording, right? And they played it on air. And it basically said this. I'm a big fan of the show, but I'm a bigger fan of Paul Stanley, and I draw the line at making fun of Paul Stanley. You can make fun of Vinnie Vincent all you want, all day and all night, but Paul Stanley, no, no. No.
So you sent them that and they played it?
Yeah. And they were like, we're not making fun of Paul Stanley. And it's like, you're fucking making fun of Paul Stanley. You might love him. You know what I mean? They might love him, but they're absolutely making fun. Now, I want to make sure I also say this. Eric Von Hessler, very smart man. I will listen to him. He's great. As a matter of fact, he was part of my inspiration for doing our Makeup of an Army documentary, which, by the way, a new episode is out, and Joey Quesada is the main focus of it. So if you guys have not seen this yet, go to PRC Productions or type in Makeup of an Army and look for those, man. We've done six now, I think, and Joey's is the long. It's about 45 or 50 minutes long. He has a great story, and I think you'll enjoy it. And once you listen to it, you can send us an email at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. I know I'm throwing a lot out there. It's tons of stuff happening. We started with the Pentagon. Now, here's the most important piece of news I could possibly give you. No matter how much I love Kiss, I will never wear fucking Crocs.
Yeah, me either, dude.
Okay. That being said, I will be ordering a pair to put in my collection. It's like, and maybe I'll do a video where I tell Jace he has to go to the mall wearing them or he can't play video games for a week.
I was thinking about for Halloween my Kiss footy pajamas with a Gene Simmons mask and the Crocs. What do you think?
I think it's amazing. Yeah, and this I'd like I to want see. Pictures. I want pictures.
And they just beat the Fred Flintstone thing.
Yeah. I would never threaten my son not being able to play video games only to wear the Crocs. I'm just kidding. I don't want anybody to get upset with me. What a dick. Anyway, okay, in other news. This guy said he was going to do a concert, and he decided not to. Next piece of news.
And give me my money back.
Yeah, didn't you buy like three of those eight tickets, Sonny?
Yeah, three of the eight. I want my money back.
You know, here's the thing. Once again, we don't hate Vinnie Vincent. We're disappointed. That's what's really going on.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you had this ultimate chance at this great comeback. We're all behind you, and you just fucking threw it away. I mean, who does that?
I'll tell you who does it. Not me. Although I've never had the opportunity to make a comeback.
At least you didn't call it one. You didn't call
Don't
it a
call
comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
You've been here for years.
Oh. Wow, we're really on a roll.
You remember that LL Cool J Unplugged where it's like his band looked like Danzig, but then LL, every time he'd lift his arm, he had these huge like deodorant boogers under his armpits. Do you remember that?
I do not remember that, but it's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
You got to go back and find that shit.
Yeah. I know that I used to have a girlfriend that I would watch. I see an LL Cool J video on. And you ever notice that he licks his top lip a lot?
Yeah.
He does. And she'd always be like, and I'd be like, really? That's all it takes? Because I'll drink a milkshake and you can watch me do that shit all day. Got a mustache. Milk mustache.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yes, Vinnie Vincent canceled. At least, okay. Allegedly canceled, because this is all I'm seeing is these things where, you know, that the tickets aren't available anymore and the show's been canceled. And I don't know if this is true because I haven't seen official Vinnie Vincent, you know, everything says apparently.
Well, maybe it's just like a super intimate show with, you know, eight people.
Two
there.
People.
Five if Sonny doesn't go.
All right. So now. All right, so we went from a venue that held 1,000 people down to a venue that held 500, down to a venue that held 60. I have the answer. Vinnie Vincent, I want you to listen to this because it's very important. I want you to understand that I am not making fun of you. What I want badly is to see you play. That's what I want to see. So here's what you're going to do. I want you to go into your house, and I want you to put a camera in one side of the room. And I want you to turn it on. Boop. Play. Record. Right?
Yep.
Then I want you to pick up your guitar, and I want you to shred. Shred. Let's see it, man. Let's hear it. I bet it's going to be amazing. Then I want you to stop the recording. I want you to load it on YouTube. And I want you to charge $1.99 for everybody to see it. And I promise you, people will pay the $1.99. I will pay the $1.99. Everybody on this show will pay the $1.99. Mm-hmm. We will watch you shred. You will not have to pay a band. You will not have to pay a promoter. You will not have to pay a venue. All you'll have to do is take your phone, put it on a thing, hit record, and play. And then when you're done, look at the camera and go, thank you, I love you, I'm out.
I need to make one change to that.
All right, let's go.
I need proof of date. A newspaper, Trump in the background on the TV. I need proof of date.
Okay, other than that, here's the thing. Once again, I want you to understand, I'm not making fun of you. All I want, we're not getting to see this now, again. And all it's doing is upset. Let's go the easiest route. You don't have to give shit away. Don't give anything away. You're talented. You deserve to be paid for playing. Record yourself playing. Put that thing on YouTube. Charge $1.99. Charge $5. We'll pay it. We just want to see you play. Play 10 minutes. Play 15 minutes. Enjoy yourself. Shred. Go to town. And then we'll all get to see it, and that will get a little credit back. And everybody will be like, all right, Vinny can play. And then you go, as a matter of fact, I will be in Nashville. You saw me play. Buy a ticket, and you'll sell out. Okay, I can't promise you'll sell out, but you will sell tickets. I know that. I believe that with all my heart. Now, good luck to you, buddy. I say buddy like we're buddies, but good luck to you. That's all I got. I think I'm being very sincere. Do you guys understand that?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we sincere. Really wanted was to see this dude rip it up again, you know?
Yeah.
And he just won't do it.
You didn't need Carmine, Apice, Apice, or whatever they call him. You didn't need any of these people. All these fans, all we wanted to do was see at the Atlanta Expo, you picked up an acoustic guitar and started playing. And I remember leaning into Jody, I think it was, and going, oh my God, look what we're getting to see.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
And it had nothing to do with a whole band and you playing. We want to see you shred. That is very important. There's a reason for that. It's because you had your own unique style, and so many. I meet all these kids all the time. They're like, Vinnie Vincent, I never heard anybody play like that. Great. Take your iPhone, put it on a tripod. Don't even do that. Use a book to prop that thing. If you open up your vault, there's a book in there. Take that book out. Prop it up. Prop up the thing. Push record. Go to town. I want to see it. And I'm not being a smartass about it. I'm tired of waiting. And I think that's what a lot of people are. We're tired of waiting. Pick up your guitar. Let's go to town, man. All right. Enough said. What else do we have?
I don't know how you're going to follow that, Joe.
We got some birthdays. We got Dynasty, Unmasked, Revenge. Oh. All had birthdays this month.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dynasty turned 40.
That's crazy, isn't it?
We're old. Not so much Jody.
Shit, I'm right behind you.
But, yeah, so, I mean, these records are all awesome. Now, for me, Unmasked, we all know from listening to the show and watching the documentary that we're all doing, that Unmasked means a lot in my life. I had to suffer for it. But...
yeah, this podcast has always, we've been like the Unmasked podcast for years now. Everyone kind of knows us as the dudes who liked Unmasked so much.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very, and I think about it, you know, it would have been close to summer. And I would have been, when the commercial first came out, I don't know what month that was. I know I went away during the summer to camp, and I had to go there in order to get the record. So now that I'm looking at it being, you know, mid-May or almost the end of May, I guess we're at the 20th, right?
Yeah.
So I guess June is when we got out of school. We were out June, July, August, and then we went back in September, I guess. But so yeah, it all works out time-wise for my memory, because I went to summer camp. And
so wait, though, but you saw the Unmasked commercial?
There was a commercial. That's how I knew the record was coming out.
That pesky photographer keeps trying to catch Kiss off guard. Ace and Peter are intercepted.
Hey, Kiss, look this way! Nuts!
Then he tracks down Paul at a restaurant.
Come on, shucks! Hey, Gene, over here!
But Kiss has the last laugh. Kiss Unmasked, the all-new album on Casablanca Records and Tricks. Kiss Unmasked, available at Budget Tapes and Records.
There was a commercial, and it was basically each panel.
Yeah, I've seen the commercial, but I just didn't know that was part of the story.
Yeah, that's I saw awesome. The commercial. I ran to my mom, and I said, new record's coming out. I need it. And that's when she said, go to camp. You can have it.
Yeah. The pesky reporter.
Yes. Freaking pesky reporter. He still thinks they stink, though, and I don't understand that. But for out of those, how many, what is it, Dynasty, Unmasked, Revenge? Revenge is your big one, right, Sonny?
What, for me?
Of the three, or which one is the big one for out of the three?
Out of these three, it's Dynasty, because I bought Dynasty that first record trip. Because I bought Animalized Dynasty the same day.
Right. I remember you telling us that. So you said you didn't know they were makeup, right? Or
No clue. I had no clue, idea. Right. And I thought Charisma was the first song because I popped it on the record player that way.
Wow.
Right. It's backwards, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, plus the track listing's all... I think it's backwards on the back too, right?
Yeah, I don't remember all that. All I remember was I took it because when I got home... I'd already heard someone Animalize, you know, because of Heaven's on Fire. So I'm like, well, I got to listen to this other thing. And I'd already heard Purple Rain, already heard Slide It In. So I just took it out of the sleeve and threw it right on the record player. I didn't even think about side A or B, and Charisma was the first song to play.
Cool.
I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I can listen to Unmasked every day and never get tired of it. I just think it's a wonderful record and so underrated.
It seems like to me in the last few years, though, it's getting more love than it used to. You know, like I always hear people talking about certain songs these days and giving all this love to Unmasked. Whereas before, people always, it seemed like 5-6 years ago, if someone was talking about it, they were talking shit on it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all good things you know, eventually come around and people figure it out. It's just like the Elder, except for that other guy that's on this show who doesn't like it. Yeah. The Elder gets a lot of credit. People like it, you know?
Yeah.
That's still 50-50 in this army.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah, I think it's a true statement. I dig it, but yeah, it's about 50-50 with Kiss fans, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay, so we got to talk. Let's talk about the records. We got a lot. We're going to jump all over the place. But we still got to talk about the Expo a little bit at least, right?
Totally. I want to hear right. about
it. So last week, you guys all got to hear our... We did get lucky enough to interview Tommy Thayer and Bruce Kulick at the Expo. It was a highlight. I don't know how Sonny feels about it, but for me, it was a highlight in my life. Just because I have been a fan of the band since I was just a little kid, and I always talk about that one magazine, you know. Like we have talked to Bruce Kulick, we have talked to Eric Singer, you know, we have been in the, you know, in the room with Paul and Gene and Ace, and, you know, had the opportunity to talk to them. But this was different. This was an hour and a half of me, Sonny, and I sitting next to two guys that are heavily on our iPods, if we had iPods still.
I still got an iPod.
I still got one.
Fuck yeah, I love mine.
So... you know, I will tell you that I asked Karen if she noticed me doing anything, because I asked the first question and I looked at the camera and I mouthed the words, "Oh my God." And she caught it. I don't know if you guys caught it.
I actually did.
I was just thinking, man, we're sitting here with Tommy Thayer and Bruce Kulick.
Yeah.
Tommy Thayer would have been amazing. Bruce Kulick on top is even more awesome. And Bruce is great because he knows how to carry an interview. But it was super nice to do that, and it was super nice to be asked to do that. And you know, at the end, when it's all over, I still have a magazine that I remember laying in bed with and reading, and it was basically Ace's top 10 ways of how to meet the band, you know. And I remember reading them so hardcore when I was a kid, always knowing this is never gonna happen. Right. I am not getting to the show early. I am not gonna, you know, I'm not waiting at the hotel. You know, I'm 8 and I'm 10. And, you know, this is not gonna happen. So the fact that I had the opportunity to sit with my friend Sonny on that stage and talk to these guys, I was totally honored. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's one that we've been working for something like this to happen to us.
Totally.
You know, from the very first day when I sat down with the other people that were doing the show with me, my friend Lee and the other people, you know, sitting back and hoping one day it'll be cool if somebody from Kiss comes on the show. We got a bumper from Tommy. He was very nice about it, right, Sonny?
Yeah, he was totally came off as non-diva, right? There was people walking with him when he was walking around, but there has to be, because otherwise he'd get like mobbed. But
yeah,
he's really cool in answering all the questions and all that. I have to say, though, talking to those two guys was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but it was really the third best thing that happened to me that weekend.
We can't tell people about that right before the Bisto Blanco show when I got between your legs.
No, it was at the Bisto Blanco show that the best thing happened to me.
Oh, that's right.
What happened?
Oh, I got a big ass hug from Calico Cooper.
Nice.
Made my weekend.
Wow. I'm really kind of disappointed that what I did for you wasn't number one, but okay. Right now, Jody has no idea if we're joking or telling the truth.
Oh, I know you guys. I know how you are.
I can tell you that I did something to Sonny that had like three people on the side, standing off to the side, hysterical. It did involve me on my knees. That's all I'm saying.
Tell me about it.
Okay. You're a mess.
Yeah. It's,
so the interview was just supposed to be Tommy.
Remember? Just supposed to be Tommy. And then Sonny's like, you got this, Joe. You're like, what's that, Tony? What's his name? That fucking huge guy, Tony.
Tony Robbins. I was doing that. You got this, Joe. Your whole life. You're a fan your whole life. You don't need to prep. You know more about them than they do. You've been listening to them your whole life.
And then 5 minutes later, he goes, hey, I didn't want to mention this, but you're fucked right now because you got Tommy and Bruce. It's like,
and by the way, I'm recording for the world.
Yeah, so, and by the way, I've decided not to come up there with you. And I was thinking, first of all, truthfully, I wanted to experience this with Sonny. And I know you guys could understand that. This is our show, man. This is what we do. And the fact that we have been invited to sit on the stage with Tommy and Bruce, I wanted Sonny to be there. Also, I needed him as backup in case I throw up.
Yeah, if you watch the video close, every once in a while he taps me and hands me the mic, and then I tap him and hand him the mic back.
When I say throw, I'm just kidding about throwing up, because these are just people. But this was a big deal, you know. I am a little disappointed. I had one question that I really wanted to ask, but every time I looked at the microphone, there was a little kid standing there, and I really wanted the little kid to ask the question that they had, you know? Yeah. They're the future of the KISS Army, you know?
Yeah!
And I wanted to get through all the questions. I had one question that I really wanted to ask, and it didn't. Maybe I should have led with it. But I also felt like, had I led with this question, if somebody might have thought that I was sneak attacking Tommy. And the question I wanted to ask was, where the hell is the next Kissology that we keep hearing about that Tommy is working on, you know?
Yeah.
And I decided that if I'd have asked that first, people might have went, oh, you know?
Right.
He went right after Tommy, which is not what my intentions would have been. It would have been, I really want to buy this.
Yeah.
And of course, there were a lot of questions. And I thought, in all honesty, that the crowd questions were terrific.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah. I thought they were really terrific. Everybody had good questions, even the little kids. Nobody said, hey, when do you come into Houston? Because they'd already been.
Anyone try to give them their demo?
Yeah.
Hey, you remember 1985? I was in the eighth row.
Yeah, you looked at me for a second.
And you pointed, and you were like, man, you're awesome. Yeah. You remember that, man?
And you were mouthing nasty, nasty to me. You remember?
It was fun, and that was, you know. The expo was amazing. I had a great time. We got to hang out with friends. Sonny made new friends. I made new friends. We waited in line with Kevin just 3 days in a row.
Oh, dude, we had the line thing down, Jody. So check this. So
this is so smart.
We're right outside the main room, and we're set up on the table. Well, the door, if we're facing the main room, is to the right of us.
Okay.
So we just waited till the line died down. And even though we were like number 70 and 80 or whatever, Kevin Jepsen was like the last one in line. He was like 146. So every time we saw him in line, we would jump in line. So we never had to actually wait in line. And Kevin wanted to be last every time, so he led us in front of him.
So, all right. So here's the cool part. Because we were so far back in the lines, every time we went to take pictures, so we're waiting in line to get our picture taken with Tommy and Bruce, and I walk through, and so, like, this is Sonny Pooney, guys. I'm gonna let y'all know. He took this shit over in a way where he wanted to do some things, and he worked it out. So I go over there, I take my picture with Tommy and Bruce, I start to walk away, I hear Sonny go, don't go nowhere. I turn around, he walks over, he takes his picture with Sonny and Bruce, he looks at me, he goes, come back here. And then he calls Keith LaRue over, and we're all taking like prison pictures. You look at I'm even on my knees, like doing the metal sides, like what up? If you go online, there's more pictures of that than there is anything else we did. So that was really cool. Keith LaRue was super busy when he saw us. You know, he was friendly with us. He's always super busy. As at one point when we were doing the Q&A, I looked back and I saw Keith standing there watching the Q&A, and I'm pretty sure he mouthed the words, "You're doing great. Just keep going," you know. And that was really a highlight, you know, just so Steve and Keith and Davey, all those people, man, I thought they did a wonderful job. Who else did we get to meet, Sonny?
We met Britt Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing to say about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Britt, he loves you. He's not saying anything because he's mad at you or anything. He loves you and he doesn't know how to say it.
She was so super sweet. And she sat there and talked guitar with me for 20 minutes, and she didn't act like she needed to go somewhere. You know what I mean? And, you know, I talked to her and I asked her about how she started playing guitar, and she told me the great story about how it all worked out for her. And, you know, and I told her that I was a teacher and she's very interested in maybe doing a Skype class with my girls, which I thought was amazing. She gave me her number and her email address. It was like, work it out. Make it so I could get online with the girls. And I'll show them, you know, I'll play with them and give them some encouragement. And Jody, as a teacher, that's cool, right?
Hell yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah. And she was like, we're not playing Atlanta, but if we come to Atlanta, I'll put the girls on the list. So the girls could all, because it's important as a music teacher or as a student to see something that inspires you. And all day long, girls could watch boys that play guitar. But girls that play guitar, it's not like it's rare, but it's rare that it's pushed out to the front, you know?
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because there's a lot of good girl guitar players out there.
Mm-hmm.
We met Lita, Mark Slaughter, uh-huh. The guys from... the Rock and Roll Residency, Phil, Ryan, Jeremy, were awesome to it. Christopher Williams was there.
Yeah.
Jean Beauvoir, nice guy.
Yeah.
Matt Hirsch Gardner, I talked to him for a second probably.
We saw Ed from Click Tea Shop.
Yeah. Karabi.
Karabi was amazing.
I think he vaped about 5 packs while he was signing autographs.
Okay, listen. I have the quote of the week, by the way. All right, I'm doing okay on time with my phone. My phone's dying, but it's okay. I have the quote of the week. I sat down with my buddy Bruce to have breakfast, and he had already eaten, and he just asked for. Actually, I asked a glass of water, And the waiter brought it over and put it down. And then he grabbed my water and drank it and then kind of spit it back into the glass. And later on that night, Sonny was going to order a water. And he said, here's my quote of the week. I said, I'm sure the water's filtered. He said, if the water is filtered, it was filtered through our waiter's underwear. It was pretty harsh. He wouldn't drink water the whole rest of the time we were there. It was beer or liquor or soda, I think, but it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. We saw the golf bus was there.
Oh, yeah. With Holly and Sienna.
Sienna Hernandez, yeah. Right. Yeah,
cool.
We got to meet them, and I got to go on the bus. Sonny, did you go on the bus?
I did not.
I went on the bus and I interviewed Sienna, and then she interviewed me. It might be her new episode. So if you guys get a chance, check that out. That was fun. And the dogs were there again at the beginning, which is really lots of barking.
Really? They were there again, huh?
Yeah. It's apparently always this time. And then so Sienna was super sweet. She did an interview with us a few different times. She hung out with us. We talked, kissed. She loves doing what she loves. when it comes to Kiss and being 12 years old and talking to a kid, you know, especially a good kid. She's very polite and everything, and listen to her talk. She really loves the band, which is pretty cool. And then, man, it just had a great time. At the end of the night, I sat with, I'm sorry because I can't think of his name now, the dude that played Trip.
Oh, DeBello.
James DeBello. He sat at our table. Sonny went inside. I was sitting right outside. And James DeBello, he needed his picture taken with Tommy Thayer, so I took it. And then I sent it to some people for him. And then he sat and talked to us. And for about 10 or 15 minutes, he was super nice, too. And
was that during Bisto?
It was at the beginning of Bisto Blanco.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you guys have not seen Bisto Blanco live, anybody listening, you have got to go see it live. They are awesome.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the band. I went up and got close so I could take some pictures for Sonny.
Heath was hilarious. So Heath Megley was there too. So after Bisto gets done, oh my God, after Bisto gets done, Heath is ready to kill and maim anybody that's there. He's so energized, right? I love those guys. He's ready to buy all the merchandise they got, hug and take pictures with whoever wants to. I saw him 15 minutes later. He was completely out of energy, ready to go to sleep.
I walked by him.
He burned out like 15 minutes.
I walked by him. And he grabbed me and he started talking to me, and I was like, oh, he's having a good time right now.
He was pumped. He was pumped.
Yeah. we watched about 10 minutes of the band together, and I took a bunch of pictures, and then went back to, man, this is, we just had a good time. After that, I went to dinner with the Hernandez family, some of their friends. Bruce, Lorianne, I'm trying to remember who all was there.
Leslie
was there, right? And then you came up a little bit later after you got to meet Calico.
And got my food before yours.
Somehow that shit happened.
I ordered, and I got my food before he did.
Is this the bar understand. Downstairs there?
Yeah.
That happened to me last year, remember? I just left. I said, fuck it. It ain't ever coming.
Well, we were in the restaurant side, not the bar side. And it's like, I'll tell you something else. Your girl Amber broke all the tips off of the...
Yeah, they don't have a single good tip left in that bar. Damn. So we could play darts.
We didn't get to play one freaking game of darts.
Oh, man. That was so fun last time.
It was fun. So tell her she owes that place darts.
I will.
we played pool for a while, though, but nobody played for money. It was disappointing.
Yeah, I don't play for money with you on anything. Not even checkers, motherfucker. I lose at everything with you. It's like, what else did we do? Man, we had a great time. It was just great. I walked up to a table. We were about 50 yards away. I looked across the room. Who was doing it? Joe Odell.
Yeah,
Joe Odell had just put up a full set of the four vintage puzzles. You know, the one where Ace is like in front of like control table.
And
I walked over. I said, how much are those? He said, $300. I didn't go, will you take $250? I went, sold.
Okay, so let me clear up that story a little bit.
Okay, I don't remember it very well.
Joe said, he didn't even get to 300. And Polo goes, I'll take him. Then Odell's like, look, there's an Ace piece missing. Just got to let you. I don't care. I need all four. Joe's like, okay, hold on. There's a piece missing. You got to know. I don't plan on putting them together. Just sell them to me. I'm just like, Jesus. Odell's trying to do the right thing here.
No. So there was one single piece, because he had pictures of them all put together, you know? And he was showing me, because he really wanted to make sure that I knew that he put them together. And when you open up the boxes, they're still pretty much put together. Like, it would take me 10 minutes to put all the puzzles together, because I guess he just kind of like broke them into four pieces. Yeah, and then just put them in the box, which is fine with me. If you guys out there have a good idea of how I should display these, should I put the puzzles together, frame them, and put them on the wall with the box? You guys let me know. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. It feels almost like a shame. The boxes were in good shape, too. It almost feels like a shame to leave them in the box. You know, the color on those. Yeah. The color in the puzzle's even better than the box, because it hasn't been, you know, out in the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jody, you know how this stuff goes at these expos. So this guy comes up so proud of himself. He got the original Kiss album. It was like a 94 pressing, and, you know, from Timbuktu, missing, blah, blah, blah. I got it for only $320, and I'm thinking, $320? Dude, right? There's nowhere else on this planet where if you spent $320 on an album that you'd be okay with it. But here, you feel like you got a deal. It's crazy. Yeah.
Now, this is important, because I have to stand up for this guy, not because he's crazy like me, but I will say that I looked at the record. I was thinking about buying it myself. It was white label promo.
Okay.
Of the first record without Kiss and Time.
Right.
So you're talking about super duper super rare.
Joe Dell had that too?
No. Was
That dude that did the Atlanta thing?
Phil Elliott. Phil Elliott, who walked up and asked 80 questions during our Q&A.
Was just having a good time.
I think he was trying to...
We motioned to Davey to take care of it. He took care of it.
Yeah.
I thought he was a step away from asking Tommy about when Ace punched him in the face.
He was literally 1 second away. I felt like he was pushing Tommy. I'm not sure why it felt that way. Why don't you tell the story about how you had to retrain Ace to play all these songs? You know what I mean? And yeah, Tommy handled it like a pro. That's what it felt like. And there was no way. And then, you know, eventually Davey walked over and looked at his watch and looked at him like, what's wrong with you? And he might not. I mean, his intentions might not have been, but it really felt that way. So,
well,
it was interesting. But other than that, great Q&A, man. I mean, I know I've said that 100 times, but I might not have asked all the questions I wanted to. And I'm sure there's people out there going, God, I can't believe you didn't ask about this or ask about that. But I promise there was a good line of people, and I really did feel like we did feel responsible for making sure they all got their questions. You know, they paid too. You know?
Yeah, I thought you guys did a great job.
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I don't really – Jody's recording tonight. I don't really feel like staying up super late and putting these onto the show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn them all into MP3s and load them – all the interviews that we did while we were at the expo, I'll put them on our group page so you guys could listen to them. I'll separate them so you can see what they are. We did a Sweet 16, right, Sonny? We did a what else did we do?
You still got the Jean Beauvoir one.
Yeah. I don't remember actually recording that, but we did. You recorded it. My dog is all over my feet. Lola, what the fuck?
Yeah, we got stuff with Britt. We got stuff with Stuart, right?
Yes, that's right. And a few other listeners. And then we met this girl, Erica, who looked like Betty Page.
Yep.
She came over and talked, and she was a big fan. And then we got Jason. Jason did something with us.
I don't know.
I don't remember if he was there. I knew he was there. I can't remember if he jumped in on a story or anything. Gary Kapp.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Cool. Who, of course, we love seeing. He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm telling Jody, so Karabi's sitting there signing autographs, and he's got the little, it looks like a, I don't know, it's, you know, like a little vape thing, but it's like a, the size of like a cigarette pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, with a little nozzle at the end of it.
Yeah.
Right? So he would sign half his name, take a puff. Sign the rest of his name, take a puff. Breathe, take a puff. Say hi, take a puff. Like, wow. And then he would do something like he was either charging it or putting more nicotine in or something. I'm telling you, he smoked five packs sitting there.
That's crazy.
He sounded great with Bruce, though. They did Hard Luck Woman. Man, that sounded good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can sing, dude.
I saw Beauvoir doing All Night, which was
pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. That was
pretty nice. It looked like a great time, man. I wish I could have been there, too, man. I guess I'll have to just go next year.
I'm down to about 8% on my phone. So let's see. What else do we got? I had to use my phone tonight because my computer sucks. Talk about the records. I'd say that if I had to put those in order for me, let's do that real quick.
Right.
Worst, not worst to first, just top three and how they go for me. I would definitely say Unmasked, Dynasty Revenge. It was close. What about you, Sonny?
Same. Unmasked, Dynasty Revenge.
Jody?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, interesting. Well,
for Jody, it goes Unmasked, Dynasty. All that's others. It. Alice Cooper, New England, Vixen, Rat. Revenge is somewhere in there.
Yeah, Revenge isn't my... It's not the worst thing they've ever done, but I just don't... I never have felt that it's, aged well.
So what'd you think about all that conversation about them adding God Gave Rock and Roll to You 2 to the set, maybe?
I think that'd be cool. I do like that song. I just... I don't know. It just reminds me of Eric, and it reminds me of the Farewell Tour, like when we were walking out of the Farewell Tour, the original Farewell Tour or whatever, and that would come up on the PA. It felt really like, I don't know what the feeling was, but it made perfect sense at the time.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, and it was just like, anytime I hear it, I kind of feel the same way still, you know? I don't mind that song. I find it kind of weird that Tommy, that's one of Tommy's all-time favorites, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah, it was really strange. Julian Gill from Kiss FAQ gave me one of his books. One of the newer ones, the tour books, you know?
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I'm going to take a look at it. Thank you, Julian. I don't know if you're listening, but we appreciate it. You know, you that was pretty awesome. And then did we mention that we hung out with the artist for the new comic?
Yeah, Stuart.
Stuart, yes. Okay, yeah. Yeah, he was super cool.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of stuff from him. He's got some cool stuff.
His art is happening, man. Anyway.
Jody, right. You should have seen this. He was drawing this Peter Criss cat drawing with like kind of the slash hat.
Yeah.
And him coming out of the drum set. And it was something that somebody asked him to draw that the day before. So he was finishing the sketch while he was just kind of sitting there.
Wow.
Right? So it's just amazing the talent some of these guys have.
Yeah, man. That sounds awesome.
Hey, you know what, Jody? I can tell you what the picture was taken from. You've seen those pictures of Peter playing where he's got a hat on. It just says cat across
it. Yeah, yeah.
It's like maybe a truck company or something like that.
Diesel.
Bulldozer. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It was like a play on that. It wasn't the exact picture because he didn't want to do that.
Right.
But it was something like that.
Okay. That'd be super cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And somebody paid him to draw that. That guy, man, he had some awesome talent. I got they gave away. I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm glad that we brought this up. I'm running out of time with my stupid phone. Let's see. I'm good. 7%. Huh. All right, here's the deal. I'm walking in here to check. I'm walking in here, and I have two copies of the comic book that was done with a special cover just for the Indie Expo. All right? Just for the Indie Expo. And we're going to give them away next week on the show. So you got to tune in next week, and then we're going to figure out a way for two people to win a copy of these comics. They have a it's the Spaceman on. They it was made because Tommy was doing the expo. So, and I mean this when I say this. the new comic is out. It has a specific cover. The only way you got this other cover was to be at the Indie Expo. I guess you could probably order it on Stuart's website, or maybe Kiss Army Warehouse by now. But when they had a bunch of copies that were left over, and I went over and bought a few. I got to send one to Joe, my buddy Joe, in Detroit, and then that's it. So I still have two copies. Next week, listen to the show, and we're gonna figure out how to have some contest where you'll win the comic, and then we'll mail it to you. Plus, we'll send a bunch of other swag because I still have You know how we had the red cups, Jody? Yeah. That we got purple ones now. Paul Stanley purple.
Sweet.
I have to send some to you.
Yeah, I use my PRC cups, and when I put milk in it, it looks like I'm drinking blood. It's awesome.
Oh, I always thought it looks like I'm drinking strawberry quick.
Yeah.
Until you look in the top of the glass, and it's very misleading.
Yeah, it's still cool though.
Anyway, all right. I feel like we this is a jabber show. We had fun though. It's always great to catch up and talk about the things that we're doing. Remember, the next time you can hang out with us will be at the Nashville Rockin' Pod. That's coming up in just a few months. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be a ton of guests at that one, including the main one that I'm looking for. Everybody has that one. I'm looking forward to meeting and interviewing and hanging out with Michael Sweet. It has to happen. As a matter of fact, when I was talking to Joey Quesada the other day, that's where he was going, to hang out with Striper. I was so mad. Striper, man.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, all right. So, Joe, do you have anything to add?
No, just thanks for listening, everyone.
Sonny.
Thanks for listening. Indie Expo was awesome, baby.
It was a lot of fun. You know what I'm going to say. Now, and I mean this sincerely. I know I was saying shit earlier about Vinny Vincent. Once again, I want to make sure I'm clear here. I'm not dogging this dude, man. He's got to give everybody, all his fans, all of us, what we want. Make some money. Play, make the video, put it on YouTube. I'll pay $5. Do it 5 minute jam. You don't need anybody. I just want to watch you play. I think there's nothing wrong with that, and it won't cost you a penny, except maybe in taxes or whatever. But hopefully you make amends. You know, I meant that. Okay, so let's see. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts. We love Kiss podcasts, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this. In 3, 2, 1, peace.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
Hi, I'm Bill Algie.
And I'm Dennis Talbot.
And I'm Alan Tate. And we're the Ages of Rock Podcast.
Hey, we want to thank our friends at Podcast Rock City for the shout-out. Our show has great guests and a variety of topics. We've been told our interviews feel like guys sitting in a bar, so kick back and check us out at agesofrock.com.
Woohoo!
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.
Mom?